Hello, everyone, and welcome to a very special episode of Corner of the Sky. This is not a normal one. This is a game show episode. So, members of The Incomparable may remember that last year there was a very special members-only game show episode that was released that was, let's say, inspired by The Incomparable game show Inconceivable. I built a lot of questions based off of formats that had been in that game, although, as I made it very clear, Dan Morin is not allowed to sue me. And on a little bit of a sad note, this podcast, Corner of the Sky, will be going on hiatus for a while after this episode, for a variety of reasons, mostly time related. I'm just going to be taking a break from the show for a while. So I thought, why not we have a little finale for now with a really exciting trivia episode? And this one, I thought I would shake it up a little bit. Instead of being based on Inconceivable, it's based on the wonderful game show hosted by Erica Ensign, Random Pursuit. So let's get into it, starting with introducing my players, who I will introduce in the order in which they will be going, as determined by our friends at random.org.
Random.org.
Jean McDonald, welcome to the show.
Ooh, I'm first.
Sure are.
I'm excited.
David Lohr, hello.
Another opening, another show, another question that I might know. I don't have anything else. Thank you for having me, Erica or Dan.
That was great. That was great. Brian Hamilton, welcome.
Oh, it's like winning the lottery that I'm coming in third.
Yeah, I think that's the lucky number, maybe?
$10 front row seats, same day.
Shelley Brisbane, happy to have you here.
Happy to be here. At last, my plot to get onto Corner of the Sky has borne fruit on the last show for a while.
Well, let's make it a good one. And last but not least, Moises Trion, hello.
I'll shed no tears because it's going to be something familiar, something peculiar, random for everyone. It's trivia tonight.
I love all these little jingles we've come up with. There will not be extra points rewarded for songs, but you do get ghost points for them.
Ghost points!
Noted!
Yeah.
Hooray!
The phantom of the points is here.
No, you get phantom points. That's a whole other thing.
I just really opened myself up for that one.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Now, for anyone who is not familiar with the great show Random Pursuit, the concept is fairly simple. It's based on the already existing board game Trivia Pursuit, but it is customized for the podcast format, and we're going to take that custom format and turn it into an all-musicals extravaganza. So all of our players have a six-sided die, or the dice rolling app of their choice, and they will be rolling a die to determine their question category. I will roll a die to determine what edition their question is coming from, and I'll get to those in just a moment. For each round, they can answer up to three questions. If they get one right, they get to keep going up to three, except for in our last round, which everyone just gets to go until they get something wrong. The number of rounds will be determined later, when I feel like it. And for a little bit of extra element of randomness, if the player rolls the same number twice in a row in the same round, they get to pick the edition that it comes from. And if you get the same number three times in a row, you get to pick the edition and the category. So those editions and categories are, first of all, each edition is actually a sort of an era of musical theater. So all the questions from that edition are from musicals that started generally just the year that they premiered on Broadway within a certain span of time. Some of the categories, the year that the musical came out that I'm asking for or asking about is in the question anyway. But if it's not, this basically provides you an extra hint because you know the range that I'm asking for. So edition one, and these are a little bit off kilter because I had to make the numbers work for the numbers of shows I was working with. So you can always ask to double check what year the edition is. But edition one is 1934 through 1955. Edition two is 1956 through 1969. Edition three is 1970 through 1985. Edition four is 1986 through 2000. Five is 2001 through 2009. And six is 2011 through 2019.
Why not 2020?
I don't like that question, and we will not be answering it. So, and each category is a little different. Since they're all arts and entertainment questions, we don't have the same kind of genre distinctions. Category one is opening lines, which is I read you an opening line and you tell me what musical it's from. Category two is Tony Awards. So these are questions having to do with the Tony Awards. Category three is adaptations. So it'll be questions having to do with what a musical was adapted from or adapted into. Category four is villains, which I will give you a short description of the villain of a musical, and you have to tell me what musical it is. And category five is lovers, which is I give you the first names of the of a primary couple in a musical, and you tell me what musical that is.
Oh my God, that's thorough.
Okay,
wow.
Yeah. I had to write a lot of questions for this.
And the board game edition is coming out in about 3 months. That's why you're taking the break, right?
I hope so. I want to play that game.
God, I wish. Put a lot of hours into this one. Although it would have been fewer hours if I didn't get distracted by continuing to read like entire Wikipedia pages about musicals.
Wow, No No Nanette really was deep.
No, no.
So if we are ready to get started, I will ask Jean to roll a die.
Here we go. My preferred dice app, Dice by PCalc, of course.
This episode of Corner of the Sky brought to you by Dice by PCalc. Dice by PCalc. It's Dice by PCalc.
By PCalc.
Well, I rolled a four. Ooh, it's a later musical. Boo.
Sorry about that. But yeah, four is 1986 through 2000. And I rolled a two, which means you get Tony Awards. What 1986 Best Musical Tony winner is the longest running show in Broadway history?
Thanks for that, man. It's a 1986 Tony winner, but it's the longest running show in Broadway history, musical, I assume. I'm going with Cats.
So close. It was Phantom of the Opera.
Dang.
Do I get a phantom point?
Unfortunately, it has never been more appropriate to give you a phantom point.
Brava, brava, bravi, Seema Brian.
Next up, we have David.
Okay. Oh no, I rolled my phone. James!
James didn't provide instructions on how to do that.
I got a four.
All right. And I also got a four. So how about that? So that puts us in the villains category.
It's the Phantom. There were no other musicals that year.
Yeah, that's the only musical that's ever been made, actually. All right. What show features the villain, a giantess in the sky?
Oh, that would be Into the Woods.
That is correct. All right. That means you get to roll again.
Two.
And I rolled a four again. It was a lot of fours. I'm beginning to wonder if random.org is weighted somehow. I think that's against their primary philosophy. What 1994 show is the shortest running best musical winner ever with 280 performances?
Wow. What year was it?
1994.
I have no idea.
It's Passion.
We have a phantom point for Moises. And we are moving on to Brian's turn.
All right. I'm going to roll my die, which is not by Dice by PCalc, but it should be. That is a four. Ah, oh no, conspiracy, four!
Well, we're back to the villains category, but I rolled a three, so it's a different edition, at least. What musical features the villain, a scheming orphanage owner?
What era is this from again?
The years 1970 through 1984.
Orphanage owner. I want to say Oliver because it is one of my favorite musicals, but it's too late for Oliver. I'm going to go with Annie.
And you would be correct.
Yeah! Do I roll again?
That's a point for Brian, and you roll again.
Can I roll again?
Yes.
Please?
Yes.
Thank you. I had to ask permission three times before I get...
Please, sir, can he roll some more?
More? Well, actually, I'm going to say four, because I got another four.
I regret to announce that I also got another four.
Welcome back to Foreigner of the Sky.
Unfortunately, this is not one of the categories I put a lot of effort in, so it's feeling really personal right now.
Diminish expectations, man.
All right, Brian, back to the fourth edition. Which musical features the villain an obsessive police inspector?
Between what years?
1987 through 2000.
Okay, so it's not Catch Me If You Can. It's too early for Catch Me If You Can. Obsessive police detective, is that the phrase?
An obsessive police inspector.
Obsessive police inspector. I got nothing, so I'm going to pull out of my butt Cats.
Les Mis.
No, wait. No, that's too late for Les Mis, right?
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
Sorry about that, Brian. Yes, that was Les Mis.
When did Les Mis get released on Broadway?
Was it like 87 or 88?
87.
It's 87, yeah.
It's right on the cusp.
What have I done? Sweet Jesus, what have I done? Become a fool and then I become a Brian on the run.
So I get a Les Mis point, not a Phantom point.
You get a Javert point.
A Cosette point? A Javert point. Ooh.
You get a Fantine point. She's a ghost. Ooh, too soon.
Excellent.
Oh, no. Well, they're all ghosts, really.
Fantine of the Opera.
Shelley, it's your turn. Would you like to roll your die?
I would like to roll my die. I have rolled a 3.
Lovely. And I have rolled a 5.
No 4s this time around.
That means we are in the adaptation category. This is a multiple choice question. Which musical is not both based on a movie and has a movie adaptation? Is it Spamalot, The Producers, or Hairspray?
Not based on a movie and does not have an... Both does not have one of...
Which musical does not both have a movie that it's based on and has a movie based on the musical?
Okay, Spamalot, Hairspray, and The Producers. Spamalot.
That is correct. There is actually, fun fact, a Spamalot movie in pre-production, but it does not exist yet.
Ha!
So
there you go. I did not know that. I've rolled a 2.
I rolled a 4. So
back to villains, eh?
Well, no. We are into the Tony Awards, but we're back into that.
Okay, year. I forget whether I'm rolling for category and you're rolling for time. All right.
I also, it's very hard to keep this straight. Erica is doing much more work than I thought she was. It's so hard to figure out to keep this straight in my mind.
And the Tony goes to Erica Ensign.
What show won the Tony Award for Best Musical in 1997 without any nominations in the acting categories? The only show to ever do so.
97. That's like in a black hole of my knowledge. I feel like I should say something even though I'm 100% sure it's wrong.
Go for it.
I'm just going to say Ragtime because that's like 99 and a lot of acting awards were for that show. I'm just proving that I know I'm wrong. That's all.
No, it sank.
Ah!
Yeah, it was indeed the musical Titanic.
Oh, man.
Maury Yeston's Titanic, which nobody really remembers.
I completely forgot about that show.
For very good reason.
See?
it's the one that won in between Rent and The Lion King, and nobody remembers it.
Well, there you go.
And there was nothing good that year.
Yeah, God. Everybody took a break, and they were like, Titanic, I guess?
Hey, David, I'll go out on a pier for Steel Pier.
Well, Moises, now's your chance because you're up.
Oh, good. I'm going to roll a 6.
Lovely. And I rolled a 3. So this is the lovers category. I'm going to give you the name of a central couple in a musical, and you tell me what musical it is. Dot and George.
Oh, you know this. Come
you
now.
You do. You do.
I do, but for some reason the words aren't coming.
You have one of them.
Yeah, well, Sunday in the Park with George.
Thank you.
Yeah, sorry.
David. Don't scare me.
I
don't give the answer.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing is I had it and I
want
was
David's
as usual I was
back.
Ignoring David. I'll say that, Brian. As usual, I was ignoring David and acting like everything coming out of his mouth was gibberish.
You know Steel Pier and you can't do Sunday. I'm okay.
Well, yeah, who did do it, David? That's it. Now it's a grudge match.
All right, Boy Says, you get to roll again.
Oh my god. I have rolled a 2.
Okay, that is our Tony Awards category, and I rolled a 5. Name one of the 2 revivals that were the only shows to win a Tony in 2016 over Hamilton. So you only have to name one for the point.
It's 2 musical revivals.
Yes.
Color Purple.
That is correct.
Oh, God. I was worried it wasn't that year. I was worried it was the year before or the year after.
What was the other one, Quinn?
She Loves Me.
I would have gotten that wrong.
And I have rolled a 6.
I need you to roll again.
I've rolled a 2 is what I meant. I've rolled a 2.
There's only 5 categories and there's no one's had gotten a 6 yet. So it just wasn't, relevant.
Do we need to adjust our dice?
I need to roll a 5-sided die.
I love that I didn't notice that because no one had rolled a 6 yet. So I just like didn't. Anyway, I rolled a 5. So here we are. The youngest composer to win Best Original Score won in 2008 at age 28 for which show?
The composer?
I'm asking for the show.
Oh, the show. In the Heights?
That's correct. All right. We are at the end of round 1. Moisés actually got a sweep with 3 points. David, Brian, and Shelley are all on the board with 1. And Jean is my favorite person.
Yay.
Yeah, David, who's having trouble now?
Well, we're bringing it back to Jean.
All right, here we go. I rolled a 1.
Okay, that is our opening lines category, which I don't think anyone had gotten yet, so that's fun. Mm-mm. I rolled a 2. So your opening line is, "By God, I have had this Congress."
By God, I have had this Congress.
Mm-hmm.
And it's from 56 to 69.
Because I love Gene, may I deliver it?
I would prefer you didn't.
Moisés, we were trying to keep that a secret.
Oh, okay.
I will say a danger for this category is that I will accidentally start singing any one of these lines.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that.
Nobody would actually complain. I don't know, but I will guess 1776.
And you would be correct.
You knew it all along, Gene. Come on.
Yay.
All right, Gene, you get a roll again.
It's from watching Grace and Frankie. Oh, I rolled a 6. Should I roll again?
You know what? Actually, I realize I'm changing this after this already happened, but again, this show doesn't matter for anything. So how about if you roll a 6, it's the same as rolling 2 in a row and you get to pick your category.
Oh, yeah.
So you rolled a 6. So what category would you like?
Oh, they're also intriguing. I will go with Lovers.
All right. And I rolled, let's hear it now, a 4. So your couple is Christine and Raoul.
Christine and Raoul. This is from 1986. I almost said 1886 to 2000.
I love that show.
I will say, I can't think of anything. I'm going to have to just say nothing. I can't think of anything.
Jean, I really am sorry to tell you that they are from Phantom of the Opera.
Not again.
Oh, man. I was going to guess Steel Pier, though.
I have never seen Phantom of the Opera. Maybe I should like sign off of this show right now.
No, maybe you're doing it right.
Exactly. I feel like you have a better life than the rest.
Phantom of the Opera is the Sky King of musical Trivial Pursuit.
Oh, boy. David, it's your turn.
Okay. 3.
Okay. And I rolled a 1. So we are looking at adaptations way back there.
Talking about my adaptation.
Which musical is not based on a book? Is it Anything Goes, The King and I, or The Pajama Game?
Anything Goes.
That's correct.
If there's one musical I know, I got a 4.
Love it. All right. I got a 5. So which show had this villain? A scheming mother who wants her daughter to be a star.
Hairspray.
Absolutely.
Really?
I feel like there are multiple answers for that one.
Yeah, but...
From what is the era?
Yeah. I forgot what the era is.
Yeah. That's the thing. This era is 2001 and 2009. Yes. Okay. Some of these can absolutely apply to more than one show, which is why this is a category where the era is very important. And some of these I had fun with. We'll see if we get to any of those. David, you get a roll one more time.
Okay. Oh, I got another 3.
I rolled another 5, so we're looking back at the adaptations. What 2001 movie was adapted into a stage musical almost 20 years later?
I'm going blank. Steel Pier.
It's it. Amazing. No. The answer was actually Moulin Rouge.
Come what may. I just watched Moulin Rouge last night. I was texting Quinn the entire time. What songs do they add to the stage version? Oh, my God. We also watched Romeo plus Juliet and Great Gatsby. We watched 3 Baz Luhrmann movies yesterday. We're in a great place in the Trudgelton house.
Oh, man. You are in some sort of zone.
Well, Brian, it's your turn.
I rolled a 2.
Wonderful. I rolled a 4. So that's the Tony Awards category. Who became the first woman to win Best Direction of a Musical in 1998 for The Lion King?
Julie Taymor.
I don't like how you said that, but you are correct.
Julie Taymor.
Taymor.
I pronounce like it's Russian.
East Timor is one of my favorite countries.
I roll again. I got a 1.
All right. I got a 3. So that is for our opening lines category. What musical starts with this line? Bobby, 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 Baby.
Oh, let me think. Board of directors. No. Group of people working together doing... No, what was it?
Stop.
Company.
That is correct. All right, Brian, you get one more roll.
Here's to the ladies who brunch. That's how we sing it in our house because we eat brunch instead of lunch. I got a 2.
And I got a 5. In 2009, 3 actors all jointly won Best Actor for which role?
Oh, God. 3 actors for the same role jointly won. That generally means it is child actors like for Matilda or Fun Home, where the same role is played by several different child actors.
I like how he's Liz Milesing.
Maximum Lizzing.
The 4 Matildas were pretty cool.
One of them was in Hereditary.
Welcome to Horror Movie Facts with Brian Hamilton.
We are the ladies who
2009, you said, Quinn?
2009.
I got nothing. Fun Home was later. Matilda was later. I got nothing for 2009.
Brian missing it feels like electricity.
Billy Elliot.
Yeah, I've never seen that one.
Billy Elliot. And also, I just have to say this, that the child in Fun Home was nominated by herself. Sydney Lucas got her own nomination.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah, because there were 3 roles from 3 different ages. The child wasn't like the lead.
Right, it wasn't alternating night to night in the same role.
No.
Oh, okay. I thought so. I guess she was a little older than the people who were. Yeah, cool. That makes sense.
I just care a lot about Fun Home. Anyway, still very good round, Brian. And we are moving on to Shelley.
I have rolled a 2.
Wonderful. And I've rolled a 4. So we're still in the Tony Awards category. This one's a little sassy.
This one's a little sassy.
A lot of eyebrows were raised when Aaron Tveit was the only person nominated for Best Actor in 2020, a Tony Awards that has still not happened yet. However, that part wasn't even the question. I just added that for fun. However, this isn't the first time there's only been one nominee. What Andrew Lloyd Webber show was the winner and only nominee for Best Score and Best Book in 1995?
It's not that one. Sunset Boulevard?
That is correct.
All right.
Wow. Woo!
That was a very good poll.
95 was a weird year.
I rolled a 1.
I rolled a 5. So this is opening lines. Oh, 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 woke up today feeling the way I always do.
So I'm going to go out on a giant limb because this is too recent for me to have any idea. So I'm just going to reach back into the recent past and say Fun Home.
Sorry, this actually is Hairspray.
Good morning, Baltimore.
Oh, God. Here we go.
All right, and Moises, what you got for me?
3.
Okay, and I rolled a 1. What 1951 Best Picture winner, so Best Picture at the Oscars, was adapted for the stage over 50 years later?
So it won Best Picture in 1951.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet Smell of Success.
An American in Paris. I have no idea why 50 years later they were like, you know what we haven't seen on stage yet? This movie. Well, after round 2, we have some tightening up of the scores. David, Brian, and Moises all have 3 points.
Can we win an Oscar for sharing the part?
You are all sharing the Tony Award. Shelley has 2, and Jean has 1. So still very much everyone's game going into round 3. Jean.
I rolled a 6. Rolling again.
Well, you get to pick your category if you roll a 6.
Oh.
So if you want to.
Well, I picked 5 last time and it didn't work out for me, so I am going to go with 4 villains.
All right, and I rolled a 2. Which show features the villain Nazis?
What show features the villain Nazis?
Just the Nazis.
I'm going to say Sound of Music.
That is correct.
When you gave us the eras, I was like, I hope I get some in the second era, 1956 to 69. That is my strong suit.
It's a good time.
Fun fact, the musical Sound of Music got the line, "The Hills Are Alive with the Sound of Music," from Moulin Rouge from 2001.
No. Why do you do this?
Okay, rolling again. I get to roll again, right?
Yes.
And I got a 1. So that gives me opening line.
Absolutely. And I rolled, everybody say it with me, a 4.
Dang. Oh.
All right. Opening line is, look down, don't look him in the eye.
Look down. Titanic.
Anybody else?
That's hilarious.
That is funny.
Les Mis.
You're closer than you would think. But yes, that is Les Mis.
And I'm Iceberg. Do not forget me.
All right, David.
Okay. 3.
Fun. I rolled a 6. So we're looking at a modern adaptation here.
Hamilton.
Which musical does not have a planned movie adaptation? Is it Fun Home, Dear Evan Hansen, or The Book of Mormon?
Fun Home.
That is incorrect.
Really?
Yeah, Jake Gyllenhaal is actively making a Fun Home adaptation.
Interesting. It's Book of Mormon then.
Yeah, does not have any plans.
Wow, that's surprising.
Thank God.
I heard about years ago, they like the South Park guys wanted to make their own musical into like a movie, but I'm actually kind of grateful for that.
Yeah, that's what I'd heard.
Yeah, I don't think that would be a good decision.
No, God, no.
Brian, you're up.
I got a 3.
Ooh, fun. Staying in adaptations, I got a 5. So what 2006 musical is based on a German play of the same name?
Fun Home.
Quinn, can I get a bonus point for the fact that my Corner of the Sky episode was about Spring Awakening, too?
I didn't give it to David for his Anything Goes question. So unfortunately, you just get the 1. But
okay,
yep.
Fine.
I want the German Phantom Point. Frühlingserwachsen.
Das Phantom Point.
It's a Phantom Point. Yeah.
All right. I roll again.
It's Der Phantom Point, by the way. Get your tenses right.
I got the no number. So I'm going to pick adaptations again for 3.
Lovely. And I rolled a 3. So what 1972 musical went through significant changes to be adapted into a more family-friendly movie?
Was the movie also a musical?
Yes.
Family-friendly later on? I can't think of a musical that was not family-friendly and then became family-friendly.
I just want to stress the phrasing, more family-friendly.
Was it Hair?
Nope. Does anyone have it?
The chicks will scream for Greased Lightning rather than the chicks will for Greased Lightning.
Yeah. I've seen the stage version of Grease, and Oh my God.
Filthy.
I forgot Grease was as early as 72.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. I was thinking 80s for Grease. I've seen like 75
maybe, but.
Wait a second. So it was a 72 musical that.
Mm-hmm.
The movie wasn't in 72.
Yeah, movie was later in the 70s.
Well, Shelley, it's your turn.
Ah, well, then I will roll. And my roll is a 4.
Wonderful. And my roll is a 5. So which show features the villain, a fake magician who's suppressing others' real abilities?
A fake magician who's... And this is in the 5 era.
Yeah, so that's 2001 through 2009.
Right, okay. I do not have a guess.
All right, does anyone out there have a guess?
Does nobody in all of Oz know wizard that there is or was?
You just really like quoting random lines from these shows. Yes, that is Wicked, wizard as the villain.
Grief. Good grief. I thought that would have been earlier. Yeah, and
I had to be pretty vague with that one. It was hard to make that one not very well. Moises, it is your turn.
Got to roll that 5-sided die, and it's a 5.
And I rolled a 4. So which musical features the couple Roger and Mimi?
That would be Rent.
Isn't that a Michael Moore movie, Roger and Mimi?
That was the sequel.
Oh boy.
Roger and
Mimi. Oh boy.
I don't even get that.
Roger and Mimi.
Oh.
It's thin. It's a thin brew right there.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've rolled another 5.
All right, then you get to pick your category if you would like. Or you get to pick your edition. I forgot how this works.
The one that's 86 to 2000.
Which musical features the couple Sarah and Cole House?
That would be Ragtime.
I'm just reading these in order. It's starting to get a little spooky that three people now have gotten the musicals that they talked about on this show.
I blame James and Dice by PCalc. Brought to you by Dice by PCalc.
I have rolled a 3, Quinn.
Wonderful. And I have rolled a 2. What 1958 show didn't win Best Musical, but its 1961 movie adaptation won Best Picture?
Tonight.
Mm-hmm. All is right tonight because it was West Side Story.
That is correct. And that is another 3-point sweep for Moises.
Also, we hark back to our episode of drafting musicals.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yep. Yeah, I told you some of those would come in handy. Moises had a very good round again, another 3-point round. And so he has pulled into the lead with 6. But Brian has 4, David 3, and Shelley and Jean both have 2. So, Jean, you're up.
Okay. I rolled a 1.
Exciting. That's opening lines, and I rolled a 6, so...
Ugh.
Sorry about that. Your opening line is, trust your feet and Price and Son. Our work is tried and true. Trust your feet in Price and Son. Our work is tried and true.
All right, so I'm making a wild guess here with Kinky Boots.
That is correct.
Mm-hmm. That's totally a wild guess. Haven't seen it. Only recently found out it was actually about shoes. All right.
It sure is.
I rolled a 3 adaptations.
Lovely. And I rolled a 1. So,
ooh.
What 1949 musical is based on a James Michener book?
1949?
Mm-hmm.
I am going with South Pacific.
You got it. Absolutely correct.
We got sunlight on the sand. We got moonlight on the sea. Get to roll the dice again.
I was in that as a high school person.
Yep, me too.
Wow.
What? I rolled a 4. I didn't get any doubles.
Well, I rolled a 1 yet again. Which musical features the villain? A lonely, disturbed farm hand who likes a farm girl.
Ooh, I don't like this musical already. A lonely and disturbed... Oh, I totally know what it is. Oklahoma.
That's correct.
Oh.
Where the wind comes sweeping down the plain.
And that is a sweep for Jean. David, it's your turn.
Okay. I got a 3 again.
All right, and I got a 1. So, which musical is not based on real-life events? Is it Annie Get Your Gun, The King and I, or Guys and Dolls?
Guys and Dolls.
That's correct.
I'm rolling dice. I'm shooting craps.
You are.
Two.
A two, and I rolled a five. So, what 2001 musical had the most Tony wins in history with 12?
Would that be Hamilton?
No, that would be...
Would that be The Producers?
The Producers.
Is one or the other?
Yes, I think Hamilton and like one fewer.
Had it been Hamilton, Lin-Manuel Miranda would have written it when he was 21.
I was thinking of the wrong decade.
Whoa.
All right, Brian, you're up.
I got a five.
Wow, I got a five too.
Oh, we're five buddies. High five.
All right. We're looking at the lovers category. So your couple is Princeton and Kate.
That's Avenue Q.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. I got the no-no number. I'm going to pick opening lines.
Fun. Okay. Well, I rolled a four. So your opening line is, come on, babe, why don't we paint the town?
And all that jazz.
I'm waiting for a show title.
Yeah, that's my answer.
But it's Chicago.
Oh, okay. So All That Jazz is not its own musical. It is a song in Chicago.
I'm sorry, Brian. All right. Chicago takes another victim. Shelly, you're up.
I got a three.
Wow. I got a five. What musical is not based on real people? Is it Jersey Boys, The Last 5 Years, or Billy Elliot?
The Last 5 Years?
It's actually Billy Elliot.
Okay, that's the one The Last 5 Years is the one I had not heard of, so I just went out on a limb and said, yeah.
Yeah, no, that's fair. Billy Elliot is based on real events, but not real people. The Last 5 Years is based on the real-life divorce of the writer.
Hooray!
Which is why the writer keeps going forward at the end.
Oh, boy.
I hate that guy.
Moises, you're up.
I have rolled a one.
Okay, and I rolled a two. So your opening line is, cash for the merchandise, cash for the button hooks.
That would be The Music Man.
You are correct.
And I have rolled a four.
I rolled a six. So your villain is a publishing magnate.
And this is from what era?
This is the 2000s.
Oh, okay. The Newsies.
Yes.
Because I'm the king of New York. I've rolled another four. So what do I do now?
Oh, so now you get to pick your era.
86 to 2000, I think. Just to be infuriatingly easy on myself.
We're just gonna get all of these, aren't we? All right. So your villain is a hunter and town hero.
A hunter and town hero?
Mm-hmm.
Into the woods?
It is Beauty and the Beast.
Wow, Disney Broadway. Way to ruin my life.
Yeah, I snuck a couple of Disney ones in here. Okay. So, looking at where we are right now, Moises is still in the lead with 8. Gina had a really great round. And now is tied with Brian in second place with 5.
What?
David has 4, and Shelley has 2. I think at this point, we can move into our last round.
Crazy round.
How this is going to work is we, instead of doing it in the same order, we're going to start with Moises, and Moises gets to answer questions until he gets one wrong, at which point he is no longer allowed to answer any questions. And then that is going to set the point total that everyone is trying to beat, and we're going to go along and see who is victorious at the end in the sudden death round. So, Moises, are you ready?
I am ready.
Roll your die, sir.
2.
All right, that's the Tony Awards, and I rolled a 1. So, which Cole Porter musical won the first ever Tony Award for Best Musical in 1949?
Kiss Me, Kate, Oh Thou Lovely Look.
That is correct.
And a 5.
And I rolled a 6, so these are couples. Which show had the couple Lauren and Charlie?
This is the 2000s?
Yes.
Lauren and Charlie. The Wedding Singer?
The answer is Kinky Boots. Moisesque has 9 points. So Ooh. That is the number two beat. It is possible, but it is tricky. So like I said, Gene and Brian both have 5 points. So how about we start with Brian and see where you can get to?
I think your audio might have cut out. What was the show?
Oh, sorry. The show was Kinky Boots.
Kinky Boots.
Ah.
Okay, I said that and no one reacted. And I was like, okay.
Oh, yeah, there was just silence. There was just complete silence.
That makes a lot more sense. Okay, great. So yeah, so just to shake up the order, how about we start with Brian?
I got a 6, so I am choosing adaptations.
Okay, and I got a 5.
Okay.
What 2003 musical is based on a 1995 novel by Gregory Maguire?
That is Wicked.
That is correct.
Yes!
Totally Wicked.
Totally Wicked.
And Tubular.
I got a 1.
Ooh, okay. And I got a 2. So we're looking at opening lines, and that is, may we entertain you, may we see you smile.
Oh, no.
So reminder, this is from 1956 through 1969.
Liz Miles, I'm calling upon the power to bring me the answer. Is it Follies?
It is Gypsy. You were kind of close in a way, but yeah.
You had Sondheim.
You're ending the game with 6 points still. Very good, Brian. And we are going to turn this over to Jean.
Okay. I'm so nervous now with my idols in this category stumbling. I rolled a 1.
Okay. And I rolled a 5. So your opening line is, I have a dream, a song to sing.
Oh, Mamma Mia.
Here we go again.
It sure is.
It's like the one musical I know from the whole decade.
It's a beautiful, beautiful show.
I rolled a 6, so I get to pick.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, all these pitfalls in every category. I will choose adaptations.
Okay, and I rolled a 6. Your question is, what 2011 musical is based on an Irish film?
An Irish film. Why isn't there a Star Trek category here? I feel like I could answer it if it was Star Trek.
I'm giving her all she's got, Captain.
We need more Star Trek musicals.
And what was the year of the musical? And did you say the year of the film?
I did not. It is a 2011 musical.
Okay. And I mean, you know, Titanic was an Irish boat, but I'm not going to go there.
No, because it's sunk. Don't go there.
The Dead? Was that one? Why can't I? Anyway, I don't know, obviously.
Falling slowly.
Frickin' stupid.
Yeah, the answer is Once.
Once. Is that a musical, really?
It is.
Yeah,
I mean, legally, yes. All right, Gene also ends the round with 6 points. Still did a very good job, Gene.
Unbelievable.
All right, David, you are starting this round with 4. Let's see what you got.
3.
Okay, we're staying in adaptations, and I rolled a 2. So, which movie musical didn't win Best Picture? Was it The Sound of Music, Oliver, or Funny Girl?
Oh, I think it was Funny Girl.
That is correct.
5.
Wow, I rolled a 5 too. So, this is Lovers. So, which musical featured the couple Sophie and Skye?
Sophie and Skye. So, it's not Guys and Dolls. There's more than one musical with a Skye?
Unbelievably, yes.
Wait, ha ha. Mamma Mia.
Thank God.
Wow.
You really pulled that out.
I had to zip my lips.
Gene's dying right now.
I want to sing. I have a song to sing. And I had to hold it back in.
I felt that way when you were doing Once, Gene. I was just like, it's from this decade and I know it.
I still have flashbacks to Pierce Brosnan singing SOS. So.
He was great. He was great.
All right, David, what you got?
Okay. 3.
And I rolled another 5. So, no, I didn't, because those questions are gone. So I'm rolling again. I rolled a 6. What musical is not based on true events? Is it Kinky Boots, Fun Home, or Waitress?
Waitress.
That is correct. David, you're on a hot streak. What's your next roll?
3. It's my number. It's a magic number.
All right. Well, I rolled another 6. So what musical has not been filmed live on stage? Is it Newsies, Kinky Boots, or Aladdin?
Aladdin?
That is correct.
Ooh. I was wavering on Newsies, but I was like, no, I know it.
So David now has 8 points, which means he's only one away from tying. So let's get your next question.
Closing in. 4.
I also rolled a 4. So the villain of your show is a former friend and current landlord.
Former friend and current landlord. Landlord makes me think Rent.
That's correct.
Oh.
In an incredible streak, David has now tied with Moises. Let's see what you can take it on the next one.
Oh, boy. 3.
I love 3.
And I rolled a 6 yet again.
We're running out of adaptations in that decade.
We super are. What 2019 musical is a retelling of Greek myth?
Ooh. Wow. Well, it's not A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum.
Famed 2019 musical.
But it's Sondheim. It counts. It's fun. Oh, it's the basketball one, right? What? Oh, why am I blanking on it? Was that 2019? Was that already that recent?
Is the basketball one High School Musical?
No.
No.
My favorite Greek myth.
I don't have it.
It's Hadestown, David. That's what it is.
Oh.
It is indeed. I just have to announce right now that currently the scores as they are in my little scorebook are just 69-69.
Nice.
That's nice. So David and Moises are now currently tied with 9 points. And our last player up is Shelley. Shelley, are you ready?
I'm ready, sure.
I think we cleared out all those more recent categories for you.
Well, we'll see. I've rolled a 3.
Well, I've rolled a 4. So
You're saying there's hope.
Well, your question is, what 1997 musical was based on the same events as a much more popular 1997 film?
Let's go with Titanic.
Wow.
2 Titanic questions in one game.
Yeah, you found both of them.
Right.
All right, you get to roll again?
I have a 4.
I rolled a 6. So your villain is a grand vizier seeking more power.
I used to wear those, but no, sorry. stupid joke. Stalling, stupid joke.
That's what Geordi LaForge wore on The Next Generation.
Right, exactly.
Star Trek point.
But this is like recent, super recent. Aladdin?
That's correct.
Whew.
Right then. I meant Aladdin.
Yeah, confidence. All right, you're still in the game.
I've rolled another 4.
All right, cool. So you get to pick your edition if you would like.
Oh, I do. All right. Remind me what the boundaries of Era 3 are.
That's 1970 through 1984.
Let's do that.
Okay. Your villain is a corrupt judge.
Sweeney Todd.
Absolutely. Now there's that confidence.
You pick your era, you get good questions.
You're on a very good sweep, shall we? Let's see how long keep it going.
6. Now that means I get to pick something, yes?
Yes, you get to pick your category.
Oh, let's do Tony Awards again.
All right. And I rolled a 5. So your question is, what 2007 Best Musical winner had a unique revival in 2015?
2007? Haven't we talked about this before? Is it Wicked?
It is not. It is actually Spring Awakening. And I was referencing the Deaf West revival in 2015. Still a very good 3-point round on that last one, leaving you with 5 points at the end. So at the end of the game, we actually have a tie for first place between David and Moises with 9 points. And everyone did amazing. People did very, very good. There were lots and lots of round sweeps. As anyone who's listened to Random Pursuit knows, those are very hard to do. So everyone really came out here guns a-blazing, and that's awesome.
We came to play and sing.
Thanks, everybody, so much for playing. Like I said, this is going to be the last corner episode for a little while. There is a little bit of a bonus thing. If anyone out there is a member of the Incomparable, a lot of these same people actually recorded a very fun episode where we did a draft of changing previous Tony winners and people that we think should have won instead. And that's going to be a members only episode, just as like a little bonus at the end of this run here. So go check that out if you would like. And in the meantime, I guess just thanks so much for listening to this episode and the past couple years.
Quinn, how much would you tolerate all of us a cappella singing along to Corner of the Sky?
I think it would be really fun to hear you try to do that over Zoom.
Everybody pull up the lyrics.
Bonus points if you don't know the song but just have the lyrics.
I will get that bonus point.
Also, fun fact, the reason the name of the podcast is Corner of the Sky is because that is the alumni song from my college show choir. So Until the World Ended, I did sing this song twice a year for every year. And you would think I would know the harmony really well because I'm an alto, but that's not correct.
Okay, everybody. All right. I'm gonna section lead us. I'm gonna go back to my acapella days. All right, everybody ready? I'm gonna count in 3, 2, 1, and then I'm just gonna take us in, and everybody join in as you can. 3, 2, 1. Everything has its season. Everything has its time. Show me a reason, and I'll soon show you a rhyme. Cats fit on the windowsill. Children fit in the snow. Why do I feel I don't fit in anywhere I go?
Anywhere.
Rivers belong where they can ramble. Eagles belong where they can fly.
Eagles fly.
I've got to be where my spirit can run free. Gotta find my corner of the sky. That's good. We're good. We got it. We got a new one, everybody.
Listen, now I can't end the show because that is obviously the new theme song.